quick halachot on the laws of Shabbat. Comes from the Sefer Menuchat Ahava, Chelek Aleph, Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf Chet. Rofe shehuzak lebeto shel chole Shabbat. מותר לו במוצאי שבת לבקש שכר על כך, ואין בזה משום שכר שבת. So we're learning that you're not allowed to do work and get paid for work that you did on Shabbat. But there's exceptions. As we learned in the previous halachot, by hazanim and rabbanim and people that are involved in sorchei mitzvah, so there's shitot that were lenient. However, when it comes to a doctor, let's say, that gets a call on Shabbat because of sakana, and he goes to attend to a patient's needs on Shabbat, so Motzei Shabbat, he's allowed to ask for payment. He can ask for sakhar. That's an exception. That's the opinion of the Shalkanes to Gedola. It's also brought down in the Aharonim in Siman Shin Vav. Next question would be, renting a hotel room. Person goes to, let's say, Eretz Yisrael, and he's in the hotel, and he's going to stay in the hotel Friday night, Shabbat. So he's renting a hotel room for Shabbat. So what is he? How does he get around that? You can't rent something for Shabbat. You're paying for Shabbat. So the poskim find a loophole over here and say that it's not only that you're renting the room, but it's havla'ah. It's sandwiched into other things that you're getting also. For example, you're getting food. They're letting you eat breakfast, and they let you. So if the rent is sandwiched into other items, so it's mutar. Just like if the guy was working for the whole week, and the Shabbat is part of the week, okay, so the Shabbat is part of the week, it's included in the, you just can't rent it specifically for Shabbat. So he writes, "Mutar l'shkor cheder bebet malon liyom Shabbat bilvad." Because if you were renting the room for the whole week, it's no problem because the Shabbat is included in the rest of the days. But I'm saying a case where you're just going one night in the hotel. Mipnei shatashlumu gam be'ad ha'ochel shemekabel. He gets some sort of food, so it's got to be set up that way. Sometimes you have a room where food's not included, or something like that. So then already would be a question. So he says, "Shemeshalem schar ha'cheder b'habla'ah." He quotes that from the Tzitzit Ezer in Chelek Zayin Siman Chafchet. Okay.